Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about workers, women who fought for labor rights and shaped the way we do business today. They advocated for reform to make the office, wherever it is, a more equitable place. Today, we're talking about a garment factory worker who was part of one of the longest strikes in the history of San Francisco's Chinatown. She and her fellow garment workers joined forces with the white-led union to win better pay and shorter hours, and a huge victory for the Chinese-American workforce. Let's talk about Sue Ko Lee. Sue Ko Lee was born on March 9, 1910, in Honolulu, Hawaii, though she grew up in Watsonville, California. She was the oldest of 10 children. When she was 18 years old, she married Lee Joo Hing. He was a Chinese immigrant who worked as a bookkeeper at the dry goods retail chain National Dollar Stores. The company was owned by entrepreneur Zhou Shun, one of the first Chinese-American millionaires in the country. Sue took a job at the same factory in San Francisco as her husband and several other family members. She earned 25 cents an hour as a buttonhole machine operator. At the time, most Chinese and Chinese-American workers in the city were employed at Chinese-owned businesses. As Sue later explained, you couldn't get out of Chinatown and work anywhere else. Most white employers refused to hire them. Chinese employers did provide families like Sue's with job opportunities, but their wages were often low. Working conditions were poor. Sue later recalled her employer, National Dollar Stores, breaking labor laws. Unlike many of their white counterparts, Chinese workers weren't unionized, and bosses often took advantage of the friendship and family ties they had with their workforce to discourage attempts at bargaining for better conditions. By the 1930s, that was all beginning to change. The International Ladies Garment Workers Union, or the ILGWU, campaigned to bring Black, Latina, and Asian workers into the fold. White union members argued that when Chinese workers were underpaid and overworked, they became a more attractive workforce for employers to exploit, undercutting the white union's bargaining power. So it made sense to have Chinese workers join their union ranks. At first, unionizing efforts stalled. White organizers failed to make connections with the local Chinese-American community. But the tide turned when Jenny Maitas, a Hungarian immigrant and labor organizer, started to canvass Chinatown. She built trust with many Chinese garment workers and championed the benefits of unionizing. In 1938, Sue and her fellow garment workers voted to join the ILGWU. They formed the Chinese Ladies Garment Workers Association. After several rounds of negotiation, the union and National Dollar Store signed a preliminary agreement. But this win was quickly overshadowed when the company's owner sold it to a group of its own managers. The newly unionized workers interpreted this as a sneaky way for National Dollar Stores to get out of its end of the bargain. So, they decided to go on strike. Sue and more than 150 workers walked out, many of them also women. The ILGWU helped them organize picket lines at the factory and several of the company's retail locations. Union organizers often also provided donuts and coffee to the striking workers. White retail clerks also refused to cross the picket line, forcing shops to temporarily close during the strike. The management at National Dollar Stores campaigned against the workers in the local Chinatown community, arguing that the company was the victim. Sue recalled the striking workers being labeled as troublemakers by many fellow Chinese Americans. Still, they refused to budge. As they wrote in a union bulletin in 1938, "We will fight our fight to the end and hope to raise the living conditions not only for ourselves, but for the other workers of Chinatown as well." The strike ended up lasting for 105 days, the longest in the history of San Francisco's Chinatown at the time. Sue and the other workers won a new contract with the factory owners. They gained higher wages, a 40-hour work week, time and a half overtime, and a paid holiday on Labor Day. It felt like a huge victory, especially considering the racial and cultural barriers the striking workers had broken by joining the ILGWU. Sue later said, "In my opinion, the strike was the best thing that ever happened. It changed our lives. We overcame bigotry, didn't we?" A year later, the union's contract expired with the company. At the same time, the company conveniently went out of business, ensuring its owners would not have to negotiate another agreement with its newly unionized workforce. But Jenny Mitis helped many Chinese and Chinese American workers, including Sue, get new jobs in white-owned factories, where conditions and pay were usually better. In the 1950s, Sue joined the ILGWU as a business agent and convention delegate and attended national labor conferences. Sue died of cancer on May 15, 1996. She was 86 years old. All month, we're talking about workers. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.